Searching for God. Listen to this devotional. A devotional is an in-depth Bible study. A typical devotional should take you anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to complete. Download and print a PDF version of this devotional for yourself, or use it with a friend to create an engaging discussion. This Bible study was inspired by the spirituality of Jesus, Part 1, How We Search. Opening question. Read Exodus chapter 3 verses 1 to 4 and ask, what significant moment or experience in my life has led to me pondering or asking spiritual questions? Identify your desire for the spiritual. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 NIV. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. We learn from this scripture that God has placed eternity in the human heart. This means God has made us sense and desire the spiritual, the unseen, and the eternal. Our sense and desire for destiny, meaning and purpose in our lives goes beyond what can be achieved humanistically. How do you see this desire for the spiritual, unseen and eternal in you? Understanding this, how can you be more spiritual in your thinking and in your way of living? Begin your search with truth. Acts chapter 17 verses 26 to 27 voice 26 This God made us in all our diversity from one original person, allowing each culture to have its own time to develop, giving each its own place to live and thrive in its distinct ways. 27 His purpose in all this was that people of every culture and religion would search for this ultimate God, grope for Him in the darkness, as it were, hoping to find Him. Yet, in truth, God is not far from any of us. What we must remember about our own journey to God is that we begin life searching for the unknown and unanswered. This is why at times we can feel spiritual stirrings, a curiosity about the unseen, which in truth, is rooted in our underlying desire to know God and experience His power and presence in our lives. Do you believe your search for the spiritual is actually a desire to know and experience God's power in your life? Do you believe that when you experience God moving in your life, that's when you have found the truth? John chapter 8 verses 31 to 32 NIV 31 To the Jews who had believed Him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples." 32 Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Truth is what sets us free. We come to understand and know this truth when we apply the scriptures to our lives and learn how to live by them. Are you willing to let the Bible teach, influence, and guide you to experience this God-promised freedom from sin and setbacks? Pursue God with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11 to 13 AMPC 11 For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. 12 Then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear your voice, and I will listen to you. 13 Then, with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me, as a vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. We learn from this scripture that God is more than a concept or organized religion, but He is a relationship. God has a deep longing to be in a relationship with us, He has a deep desire to connect with us, and visionary future for us. The key decision we must make is to search for and pursue God with all our hearts. What would it look like for you to pursue God with all your heart? How can you refocus your life to prioritize building a relationship with God? Who can you ask to help you and join you in your search for God? Reading the book of John, and continuing on with the rest of the Spirituality of Jesus series will help you in your journey.